6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder grocery store last month faces more than 40 additional criminal charges. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Prosecutors say the gunman, who was in custody, attempted to shoot additional people in the parking lot and inside the King Supers, though they were uninjured. The new charges reflect 19 additional victims, including a handful of police officers and sheriff's deputies who exchanged gunfire with the suspect in the store. Prosecutors also allege he used an illegally sized ammunition magazine. In Colorado, a 15-round magazine is the largest you can possess or buy legally. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Boulder's city council is pushing a resolution for state and federal gun reform policies, including an assault weapons ban and universal background checks. Business is picking up in Colorado Springs, according to the city's latest downtown partnership report. Restaurants in the city's arts scene have been hardest hit by the pandemic. Andy Vick, with the cultural office of the Pikes Peak region, says he's proud of people's resiliency.
It has been a challenge, but I think our arts community really rose to the occasion, and there are a lot of exciting things on the horizon.
Vic says the cultural office is working on a new 10-year cultural plan for the Pikes Peak region called Arts Vision 2030. The Colorado Avalanche return to the ice tonight after a long layoff, but CPR's Vic Vella reports they'll be without one of their best players.
The Avs haven't played in more than a week due to COVID-19 protocols. Now, the team will have to do without leading goal scorer Mikko Rantanen for the same reason. In fact, the Avs lead the league in players who are out due to COVID-related absences with 3. But Colorado enters tonight's game in St. Louis riding a 4-game winning streak. And with just 13 games left in the regular season, the Avs are trying to catch Las Vegas for the best record in the West. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.